7:05 minutos. Ya estamos con Lena Katina, que por primera vez se presenta acá en Chile. What a jet lag, ¿no?
Welcome to Chile.
Hola. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I only sing in Spanish.
I know. Le preguntaba si hablaba español. No, pero canta en español. You're gonna do a whole CD, LP, how do you say?
Yeah.
In Spanish now, or only a song in Spanish?
Well, I did release the CD. It's my Spanish version of the album, Esta Soy Yo.
No.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of my work, but I unfortunately don't speak Spanish, so it was quite of a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, how is record a record that you don't know anything about the language? Le estoy preguntando que sí. Cómo es hacer un disco del que no tiene acá idea del idioma.
It was terrible. I was slamming the door so many times to the studio saying, like, I can't pronounce this.
Oh.
I will never be able to sing this. It's impossible. And then I ended up recording 7 songs.
Ah, perfecto, dijo sí, que había pateado la perra, como decimos en chileno, claro. Así, ya, pero no quiero ser maestro, maldito productor. No, estoy simplificando un poco, estoy dramatizando. And why in Spanish?
Well, because I know that there is a big following in Latin American countries, in Spain too. So it was a long time coming idea to record a song in Spanish for Spanish-speaking people, fans and stuff, and then, like, one after another, it led us to the whole album.
One after another.
Oye, le quiero preguntar un poquito por los fans, ¿cómo siente la gente acá en Latinoamérica en comparación a Moscú? I want to ask you about the fans here in South America, or for example, here in Chile. How is the difference between Chilean people and people from Russia, for example? We are more exciting, for example.
Well, the Latin American countries are very well known by their energy. Yeah. And emotion, being very emotional, so they don't really try to hide anything. They're just like, if they love you, they're gonna be like, wow. I think it's really great, especially to play a show here. I'm very excited and looking forward tomorrow. Actually, everybody, I want to invite you to my show in the club Bal Le Duc. Yeah, we'll be performing for the first time in Chile, so I hope to see everybody there.
Excelente. Dijo que en fondo los latinos, tal como se puede imaginar, somos bastante más expresivos y cálidos que los rusos.
Sí.
Y que mañana está la tocata en el Bal Le Duc, por supuesto, que es un local mítico, eso lo pongo yo de mi cosecha, pero un local mítico acá en Santiago.
Por supuesto.
But when we see images from Russia, I can see a lot of people that is very expressive. Woo, and the vodka and all the vodka thing. Only with vodka.
What is with everybody and vodka?
Well,
about
Chile
Russia?
Pisco.
It's like vodka and bears, seriously?
No, it's not a problem.
Moscow people, like, I mean, Moscow is kind of country in the country. I mean, in Russia, we have also very emotional people, but we are more into... into, like, when something is happening, like, with somebody, it's like we are already, we have this expression, like, you're gonna take off your last shirt and give it to a person in need. So we are emotional in that way. But playing shows, it depends. So sometimes they might just stand and look at you with interest, sometimes even without interest. Sometimes they can go crazy and scream and shout and be very energetic. That's what is happening with, for instance, my fans. They're also very expressive. But I played lots of shows all over the world, and I can say that Latin America is topping everyone.
Everybody tells that.
Yeah, it's like such a huge energy coming from people. It's incredible. Because I remember I was performing in Mexico, in Argentina, in Brazil, and those are one of the best shows, because, you know, for the artist, it's very important to get the energy back. Like, we give and we need to get it back.
Absolutely.
So it's energy,
it's a feedback
change, and then you give even more. And it's really tough to work when there is none, you know. Yes. If you give and you get nothing back. So that's why I always get like so charged mm-hmm. from people that those are one of my favorite and the best shows when you just go crazy and just say like, whatever, I'm just gonna have fun. So tomorrow we're gonna have fun.
Excelente. That's nice. Está diciendo que ya en todo caso había venido a Sudamérica, había tocado en Argentina, en Brasil, en México, en lugares donde la expresividad y que todo el feedback que tiene para el artista, en el fondo estar arriba del escenario y vamos arriba y mañana va Le Duc y con todo. Eso fue, ¿no? Exacto. Un buen resumen, José.
Sí, un buen resumen. Ya estaba en Argentina, en México, en todos esos lados.
En todos esos lados.
Increíble. I need to ask you something because I know you from 2001, I think.
Yeah, probably. Sounds about right.
Yeah, when I was a little girl.
I was a little girl too, by the way.
Yes. Well, yeah. we remember you about from the from Tattoo.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this project that made you the biggest Russian band in the world?
Well, I'm very happy that I was a part of it. Uh-huh. And, well, actually, not I was. I am. I always will be. Uh-huh. And it was very interesting and very... full years of my life, like with events and mm-hmm. lots of experience. So I'm very grateful that it happened to me. But I guess everybody comes to the point when it's, you know, we need to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So me and Julia ended up doing our solo projects. But Tattoo is something incredible and amazing. And we're still... till this day, the only Russian band who are well known all over the world. So I think it's a big achievement. Actually, it's a huge achievement. Yeah. And I will always be grateful and proud of those years.
You see each other with her?
No, we're not in contact.
No? But a lot of work, a lot of marketing.
I mean, there are so many memories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will never forget what was happening during that time. But I think that there was time. We parted ways, it happens. And she has her own life. I have my own life. And I think it's wonderful. We're developing.
Of course.
Estamos conversando, obviamente, por si no se habían dado cuenta, con Lena Katina. Estábamos hablando un poquito de Tattoo, de Rusia. Le pregunté si seguían en contacto las dos cantantes. Me dijo que no, que
no,
ya no tanto.
Que había sido un gran momento intenso para ella, súper importante. Actually, I remember that I tried to learn something about something Russian? Russian words with your Russian version.
Zarovia.
All the things she said. But no, I can't.
Vladivostok.
So, you can try to teach us some words in Russia. For example, I don't know. Hi.
Tomsk.
Hello.
Hello, in Russian we say привет, if it's a friendly hello, and if it's respectful to other people or people you don't know, we say здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
It's a difficult one. I just almost didn't pronounce it myself, actually.
It's a really difficult
my 24-hour travel is speaking for me right
new
now.
New dimension of jet lag.
God.
From Moscow?
No, it's okay. Yeah, we flew from Moscow. It was a long trip.
Sí,
but we made it.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You're here.
Well, talking about Moscow, let's talk about football. Because
2018 is coming.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
Chile can't do it.
So. Well, we're not the best soccer team.
But
you were. Yeah. You were.
We were, but I just hope that we will be one day again. Maybe in 2018.
Who knows?
You're a psychologist too?
I have a degree in psychology.
Wow.
Yes.
And when did you study in parallel with Tattoo?
I studied thing, but you can do, for instance, you have a month of lections. Mm-hmm. And then you study basically at home, and then you just pass the exams, you know. So that kind of schedule.
Okay.
So I was doing that because I had a lot of traveling.
Sí. En el fondo fue una manera flexible estudiarlo, pero de todas maneras sacó el grado de psicóloga.
Sí.
Impresionante.
Todo se puede.
Sí, en paralelo, además, con una carrera exitosa.
Oh, okay.
My mother was very strict, and she wanted me to have a normal education, like a high education, because,
of course,
you know, education is very important. important in everybody's life. So I am very grateful that she made me do it, but I'm far away from being a psychiatrist.
when you see videos from tattoo, do you think, you know, because I am older than you both, but it was a kind of thing of a lesbian thing, but with a little bit of a huge marketing. I didn't realize if it was serious or not serious. Where the marketing begin, where it ends?
Well, Ivan Shapovalov came up with the idea of doing that, and it was a very, very right thing to do, I think, because first of all, LGBT question is always
and in Russia it's
air.
Very difficult.
I can't say it's very difficult, though. I mean, I have so many friends, and we have gay clubs, and people go there.
Oh, no,
I don't know.
I'm just saying because Vladimir Putin says, he has his vision.
Well, everybody has their own vision.
Okay.
So, anyways, I think it was a very good thing to do because everybody at some point is in a time like when you are a teenager, you are trying to discover yourself,
yes,
to find
absolutely.
Who you are, and you're trying things.
I agree.
You know, this is when you try to drink alcohol, to smoke, to love.
Absolutely.
You're falling in love, and then you try to find yourself.
Yes.
And some people try, like, you know, different things, like being gay, and then they either gay or they're not gay, but some people just try it.
See?
And in this period of life, we showed that period of life when you're searching.
Excellent.
You're searching for who you are. And then if you find yourself being gay, then it's not the end of the world. Like, you are still a person. You can be a good person or a bad person, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if you're gay, you're a bad person.
Absolutely.
You know, so
I'm searching your vision. don't be mad with me.
No, I'm not.
Just asking.
I don't get mad.
No, estaba preguntando sobre el tema de las decisiones.
Sí, no, y del. No, es súper bonito lo que acaba de decir, porque de alguna manera habla. En ese momento Tatú representaba la búsqueda. Eso es lo que the searching,
claro.
la búsqueda de experiencia, de relacionarte de manera libre con distintas personas. También habló del alcohol, de las primeras veces también. Entonces eso quería saber hasta dónde Tatú representa eso, y fue una excelente respuesta. O sea, me parece
sí.
excelente.
We were standing for, like, you know, respect and exception.
Absolutely.
Of
¿sí?
who you are.
¿Podemos escuchar una canción en español? You can sing
you
in Spanish?
Yeah, I think you have a new song, or not?
I do have a new song. It's not in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
It's in English, but I do have a new song. And in Spanish, I will sing actually a couple of songs tomorrow. And
nice.
One of them I see written in your... Levántame.
Levántame.
Yeah.
Please.
It's not actually Levantame. It's a new one.
This
it's
one?
The song, yeah, it's the song we just recorded and just released, which was actually on the top of top charts in Chile.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm feeling so alive. I look straight ahead. Got so much things to do, yeah. Again, like that.
Air guitar.
I wish this never ends. Love is in the air. The rhythm got me moving over and over, yeah. I've been around the world searching for you, babe. Feels like a dream come true, yeah. Again, like that. Again, here I go again.
to do, yeah, here I go again, like that.
Lena Katina, Rock
and
Fall.
Bien. Now you gotta promise me that this song is gonna be on your radio station every day.
Jorge Lira is here. Sí. El director. The director is here. No había otra base en español, nunca entendí, ¿no?
I'm sorry.
Sí, perdón, José. Ok. Mañana en el Valleduc. No lo olviden, hay entradas en Punto Ticket y por supuesto también habrá en Puerta. You only sing from your solo career, or do you think, sing a little bit from Tattoo too?
I do sing a lot, a lot of my songs and some songs from Tattoo for sure, because people, that's how people recognize us, and you know, sure. They're so such an amazing songs. So how can you not sing them?
Perfecto.
Oye, estaba diciendo que sí, que también canta un par de canciones de Tattoo porque también las reconoce y, por supuesto, la mayoría de las canciones son del disco nuevo. Y también escuché hoy día hartas en Spotify. I listen to some songs from you on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Well, but
I just heard the money clicking, you know?
That's very good. Well, a lot of people told me that in here
and
by
Facebook
WhatsApp,
Live.
They need to learn. Everybody wants to learn more words in Russian.
Russian.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
So I need something basic. For example, vamos a aprender un par de palabras básicas en ruso porque hay harta gente que me está diciendo en WhatsApp que quiere escucharlo. Por ejemplo, buenos días, good morning.
Dobre utra.
Dobre utra.
Do you like my music? I say, do you like my music?
Вам нравится моя музыка?
Музыка?
Вы любите мои песни? It's so many variations. Let me say what tomorrow, if you're going to come to my show, to the club Balледук, you should scream after every song, молодец! Молодец! It's like, good job.
Good job.
I have one. Le vamos a enseñar a pedir una piscola a Elena, sí. Do you know piscola?
Pisco. It's like vodka, but like the pisco is from South America, Peru and Chile.
No, actually, no.
Well, this
you're
is
gonna like it.
Yeah, it's pisco with Coca-Cola, with Coke. It's a mix. It's
alcohol?
Very, very nice.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You don't drink alcohol?
Not anymore.
No, I do, but not when I'm working.
Ah, well, very good. I like it.
Okay.
Well.
I'm going to hide all my bottles.
Oh, my God. I'm going to switch off the mics. Okay, we're not working anymore. Come
but,
on, come on.
For example, how do you ask for a vodka in a bar, for example?
Let me try to remember the last time I went to the bar. And as for what, actually, I don't drink vodka. I'm sick.
Whiskey.
Okay. Yeah. Whiskey, cognac, wine, champagne,
cognac.
Beer. I'm a beer lover. I love beer. And actually, I do like Chilean wine a lot.
Hey.
Yeah. The red wine, yeah.
Jefe, traiga un vino,
sí,
por favor.
Sí, un vino, un carmener, por favor, ahora.
Can you read some red wine?
some red wine, please. How can you say, ask for wine in a bar, for example?
Стакан вина.
Стакан вина.
Пожалуйста.
Пожалуйста.
Пожалуйста, means please. Бокал вина, actually.
Бокал вина?
Бокал. Because the glass for the wine is бокал. It's
bakal,
a special.
Бокал.
Yeah.
Ah, it's like a.
Yeah. Or you can ask стакан водки, and then your life will be just wonderful.
Я me curé con tanta palabra.
Стакан овеца.
Стакан водки. Стакан is a like 200 milliliters thing. So стакан. That's how we used to drink.
Somebody told me that I have a friend who was in Russia, in Moscow, for the last year. So, yeah, he told me that they are very, very rude about the drinks and everything.
Well, it depends where you are.
Of course.
Lena Katina, what a pleasure to meet you. Tomorrow in Valleduc.
Mañana en Valleduc. Ahora tengo que traducir a Vicente también porque habla en inglés. Okay.
Se me pegó el acento. Estoy hablando ruso ya. No, excelente. No, what a talent we had today here.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming here so far away from your home.
Y nunca está de más escuchar algo de Tatú también. All the things she said to invite the people to.
Yes, please, come over. This one we're going to sing all together tomorrow too.
Mañana estaba.
If you don't know the lyrics yet, you still have 24 hours to learn it.
Todavía tienen 24 horas para aprenderse la letra. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.